Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
History. Apparently, their definition of transparency is that if you ask any questions about the election, then you'll be taken to court for billions of dollars and slapped with federal indictments. Other than that, yeah, totally transparent. It's this kind of transparency that led us to the discovery that back in October of 2020, just before the elections, mind you, some 8 to 10,000 suspected fraudulent voter registrations were dumped at a small city in western Michigan. Far-left State Attorney General Dana Nessel, the same one who last year called for drag queens at every elementary school, has confirmed this case is so serious it was actually referred to the FBI. Now we know that's where it will stop, but the fact that it made it that far is interesting. So what apparently happened is that a Muskegon city clerk discovered a black woman dropping off thousands of these completed voter registration forms. According to reports from the Gateway Pundit and the Detroit News, these applications all had the exact same handwriting, used addresses that didn't exist, and fake phone numbers. Nothing suspicious there. The clerk reported the woman, and an investigation later found she worked for a group called GBI Strategies. This firm was funded by a dark money super PAC, ironically called Black PAC, which paid GBI over $11 million to register voters for Joe Biden. It gets weirder, though, because this group, GBI Strategies, was operating out of an old eyeglass store, and when the police showed up, what they found was like something out of a movie. In this old store where the Democrats were apparently filling out phony voter registrations, the police discovered prepaid cash cards, rental cars, burner phones, and cases full of guns. And these weren't just regular guns. The police report shows they uncovered both semi and fully automatic rifles, at least four customized pistols, as well as silencers for the weapons. Responding to this, the Attorney General's office, probably for the first time in history, defended the find by claiming that all these terrifying weapons of war were registered and owned legally. I mean, who doesn't take automatic rifles to work with them at the office? And silencers? Come on, guns are loud. They need to be quieter. That's perfectly normal. Don't be so paranoid. There were also apparently several whiteboards in the room with notes, and on one of them was written Hot Topics, which listed weapons in the field prepared for shifts. None of this is ominous at all. During their investigation, police also discovered temporary businesses where the registrations were being stored. And it turns out, the Democrat firm wasn't just filling out fake voter registrations, they were actually shipping entire packages of these registrations off to other communities. One of the officers investigating the case, Lieutenant Michael Anderson, said it's totally unexpected to find weapons and silencers in a normal business. And it's a lot easier to hide information when you use prepaid cash cards to pay employees. Authorities are still investigating, but this appears to be nothing less than industrialized voter fraud, organized and sanctioned by the Democrat Party. Astonishingly, or perhaps not, the director of GBI Strategies, Gary Bell, actually brags about operating similar organizations in at least 20 states, including all of the key battleground states. So we know this isn't an isolated event. The Democrats are manufacturing voting fraud on a national scale. Now, this investigation has been covered up and buried by politicians and the mainstream media for obvious reasons. And after being turned over to the FBI, run by Christopher Wray, it was apparently left to die. Michigan State Senator Ruth Johnson, a former Secretary of State, told the Gateway Pundit she estimated as many as 800,000 ballot applications were sent to non-qualified voters in Michigan. That's well over the roughly 150,000 votes Joe Biden was awarded. More than enough to overturn the election and give President Trump a victory in Michigan. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
If you are receiving the time. I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Look, I'm going to be just completely frank with the listeners. I say a lot of things about myself here on air that are bad. And I do it because honesty is the best policy. And admitting our faults is really what it's all about. And you're going to hear me say this, and you're going to say, well, that's not that bad a thing, or that's not bad. Yeah, it is. So, during the break, while I was eating a quick bite of lunch and talking to my middle daughter, got three great daughters, great son, I was walking back to the studio and I just thought about, what am I supposed to say right now? You know, I've got all this news, all this information in front of me, that I'm not just here to cover news. I'm here to really talk about the heart of the matter. And I thought, well, just look in the mirror. And, you know, a thought is hard to quantify. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. A thought is so complex, so deep, connected to so many things. And you're like, how do you say this? And so I was sitting here as the music started with Jimi Hendrix singing, thinking, how do I explain this? And I thought, well, maybe you shouldn't even say it. And I'm like, no, it's not even that. I mean, it's huge, but it's simple at the same time, but also super deep. Like anything complex. Here's the best way to say it. We've already been conquered. Let's stop lying to ourselves. We're not in a war. We lost the war. But if you're occupied by an enemy power, the first thing you got to do is admit you're occupied. So I don't say that to demoralize you or make you depressed. I say it because let's just admit we've been trained to put up with outrageous garbage. I have another word for it. But I'm not going to say it on the radio or on TV. So, I'm trying to explain this. It's, you know what I'm talking about. It's a sense of guilt that we've let it go this far. And then it's kind of sick if I just sit here and like chronicle this like I'm doing a voiceover to a snuff film. I'm not doing this to just sit here and fear porn cover the latest New World Order developments. I really want to stop this. And to do that, we have to admit that we've literally been under bio attack. And I don't like to be like a liberal, oh, we're victims, but every man, woman, and child in the world, but particularly the West, are veterans of a bio weapon attack through the virus and then through the shot. And we have to really take that seriously is what I'm saying. And a lot of you are like, well, Jones, you take it pretty serious, man. No, I don't. No. I mean, that's what happened in the first hour. I was so upset about all this that I couldn't even make myself cover it. And so I played the SWAT team clip of the women SWAT team members that couldn't find their ass with both hands. And see, I could do a really entertaining show like that and be somewhat conservative, but it's not going to beat the New World Order to just play fun clips and show how stupid the left is. The left are people that fell to the enemy brainwashing and programming. They're people we lost. And I'm as guilty as anybody or worse at making fun of the left. They're nasty. They're stupid. They're ignorant. They're arrogant. I can't stand them. But They're people we lost, folks. And now they've been turned into zombies against us. So you may look at a big giant horde of zombies and look how dumb they are and say, look how dumb those zombies are. Well, guess what? 1,000 of them will eat your ass. And so I'm trying to quantify what I'm saying in some simple statement, but I think you get what I'm saying. I think we have to really just sit back and assess the fact that we're deep into the tyranny. I mean, my God, all the censorship, all the debanking, all the persecution, all the lies about us, all the things they've done to us. Conservatives and Christians and populists and capitalists are not like the left. We don't live in a world of being victims and whining, but they use our strength against us. We should all be beyond pissed off what they've done and not sit there and live in victimhood, but make our entire focus on exposing these people any way we can and not complying. And when we start acting like that, we're going to beat this. That's all I'm saying is, when I say something to you, I'm like talking to myself like I'm in the shower or walking down the park by myself. You know, you're not even talking out loud, but you're kind of talking to yourself about problems in life or issues or things. You have an internal dialogue going on. And my internal dialogue is like, we got to bring it, man. And then I get frustrated and I say, how do we bring it? So I get it. We're looking at this big, frustrating, out of control growing cancer and we're going to be upset. And that's natural. But I look at the smiley face neocons like Bill Kristol calling for Tucker Carlson to be basically put in jail and him being put on the hit list by the Ukrainian terrorist. And I just see all this crap we put up with. And I guess to quantify it, I'm just saying that it's disgusting how far we've been drawn into this. It's pathetic what we've learned to put up with. But I get it. When you're up against a complex, heavily funded, psychotic enemy, and you're just an average person, how do you deal with it? And I guess it just goes back. I don't guess. It goes back to God. It goes back to God. And it goes back to just having as much courage as you can and heroically telling the truth no matter what happens. And that's what Tucker Carlson's doing right now. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what President Trump's trying to do. And that's what Elon Musk is trying to do. He's got legitimate enemies coming after him. He legitimately broke like Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi with the New World Order at some point in the last 2 years. And you can feel it, you can see it, and there's all these holier-than-thou people that want to sit back and talk about how the strong man stumbled. But if we're not ready to have victory, if we're not ready promoting our vision of civilization and success and prosperity and security, and we're just used to thinking of the enemy as always being in charge and the establishment, then we're going to lose. They're illegitimate! They're frauds. And you have to decide that you don't care what they say or what they do or what they do to you. You have to make the decision to survive. You have to make the decision to resist. You have to make the decision to thrive and be strong and do it. And then just thank God and your lucky stars every day that you're not a sack of pedophile garbage like Joe Biden or the Pope. And when I say the Pope, Catholics are under globalist attack because they actually are still trying to follow God. But they seized our leaders, folks. Joe Biden's not the president. The Pope's not the Pope. All of our institutions have been seized. The Boy Scouts got taken over by pedophiles. The public schools, almost everything has been seized, and they don't have the authority over us. They are illegitimate. And that doesn't mean we go out and shoot them, because that'll turn them into victims. We shoot their ideas. We nonviolently, politically decapitate their frauds. All right, that's kind of a multi-direction rant there, but that's just what's in my mind. It's just the sitting back and watching this, and it's I feel guilty actually even
watching it and chronicling it. But see, I have a conscience. The globalists don't. They love it. They don't have any morals. To them, being moral is hurting children. And the answer here is just giving them absolutely zero support and withdrawing all contact with the system. And you're going to find there's all these great organizations and churches and groups and companies and systems and banks that aren't the enemy. And that's why the enemy's racing with BlackRock and their pedophile god, Larry Fink. He may not rape kids personally, but he funds the pedophile propaganda. And we have to know that they've got to be defeated because God's watching. All right, we got Drew Hernandez coming up with big breaking news.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
a Christian.
If you could swear your ground as a Christian.
I'm a Christian too. So
how can you justify breaking the law on a daily basis?
This is not your country. You think this is your country?
Yes, I'm an American. This is my
country. America. This is Mexican. This is the Mexican territory.
You're a Christian, right? Okay. You're a Christian.
So what?
Are you a Christian?
So what? What that has
so now
to do
you're
with this?
Me out.
What that has to do with
what country are you from?
What do you care?
Because this is my country.
This is my country too. Yes.
No, I'm an American. So
I'm an American too.
I'm here legal.
I'm an American too.
Are you an American?
Of course.
What city are you from?
Sir,
that's none of your business.
Yes, it is my business. Because this is illegal right here. You guys are aiding and abetting a human trafficking operation. You're claiming to be Christian, doing it in the name of God.
Yep.
So why are you facilitating and encouraging illegal immigration, breaking the law?
Are you doing it in the name of Jesus,
sir?
Alive.
You claim to be doing the work of Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ is not about lawlessness.
You're right.
So why
you're
are
right
you why are you
what,
operating in a capacity where this is a lawless operation?
You want to get a mineral of fame or something? Is that what it is?
No. I want my country to be secure.
You want to say that you confront us and you got a word with it?
No, I want my country to be secure.
Yes.
And if you are here illegally, I want you to come legally.
It's not illegally.
We have laws, sir. You have to abide by our laws. And if you're not going to abide by our laws, you don't belong here. This is an entire operation that's illegal. It's human trafficking, aiding and abetting.
You know what?
And you guys
not
are
somebody who cares about your stuff.
America cares.
We don't care.
He's looking at that camera. America cares, sir.
Go find somebody who cares.
America
leave us
cares.
Alone. You know what? When you want to fight,
if you're going to come,
you want to fight somebody.
You're the one
go find somebody.
You're the one getting
somebody,
violent here,
somebody
sir.
That can defend themselves.
No, you're the one getting
you come
violent.
Against
you're the one. You got to calm down. All right.
Well, you're going to calm down. You're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going
to
tell me what to do.
This is my country.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
I'm an American.
Too.
No, this is my country.
This is my country.
No, you won't even tell me if you're a citizen or not. You won't provide.
Why?
Because
what's your authority.
I just
you don't have authority.
You. I have
you
authority.
You don't have any authority.
Yeah, I'm just asking you a question.
Do I have to answer?
You want
to
know what my authority is?
Do I have to answer?
You want to know what my authority is?
Nope,
this is an illegal human trafficking operation.
That's illegal.
And I want to know if you're an American participating in
that's
it or
illegal.
Not.
Esther Hernandez on the California-Mexico border in the dead of night alone confronting smugglers. There's hours of this bombshell footage that he's posted on his X account. And we've been relinking to the Real Olive Shows. He joins us coming up next segment. And the arrogance that goes on against this country where America is seen as a doormat and then they smuggle these people and use them for slave labor and use them for sex slavery. And our government is running the whole thing. Mayorkas is running it all. I know we all know that, but just think about what they'll do next. They've already gotten away with all this mass crime. 500,000 children they admit they brought in Senate reports. 90-plus thousand are just missing. They found a bunch of them in sex slavery or working at tire factories and cereal factories when they're 12 years old. But, oh, they're anti-racist, so it's okay to bring in the brown kids and use them as slaves after they shut down Latin America with the COVID lockdowns. And I've got all these new clips of John Kerry and Tedros saying food is the problem. We must cut the food off to save the world. We will starve if we don't cut the food off. We must run the fuel out of your gas tank. You must let your gas tank go to empty or your car will run out of gas. You must shoot yourself in the head or you will bleed to death. I have another clip that I noticed wasn't in the list, but it was on my X account. I retweeted it yesterday of Tedros talking about the epidemic of genital mutilation. He didn't say it was Muslims doing it. That's who's doing it. But millions of little girls a year have their clitoris cut off. And he's against that. I'm against it, too. But the commenters were like, well, wait a minute. But we're cutting little boys' genitals off and little girls' breasts off. But that's the medical system, so that's okay. I'll give it to the Muslims. Cutting a girl's clitoris off is abusive and maims her for life and all the rest of it. But they're not cutting the whole thing out. They're not cutting her breast off. So the Muslims, on the scale of evil of 1 to 10, on mutilating children are like a 5. And the Western system's a 10. So imagine your daughter's born. I hate to be gross here, folks. But, you know, God gave that to the women, enjoyment with her husband. It's a part of having fun. God wants us to have children. God designed us. And the Muslims, for 1,000 years, cut their daughters' clitorises off. All right? You can say, well, the Jews cut the foreskin off the penis. How about this? How about we stop cutting kids' junk off? God gave it to us. Let's leave it on. I hear you. A baby can't decide whether he wants his foreskin cut off, and so it's wrong. But it's ritual abuse. Well, you know, I want it to look like mine. And then you're going to cut little girls up. But we all agree, right? Cutting the breast off, the whole thing off is bad. Well, I think cutting any of it's off. It's like, well, I'm not going to cut your whole nose off. I'm just going to cut the first half inch off. Is that okay? I'm not going to pull all your teeth out with pliers. I'm just going to pull the front teeth out. Is it wrong to pull one child's tooth out that's healthy? Yeah. Is it wrong to pull them all out? Yeah. So, and look, I don't want to get up here and talk about this sickness, but where does it come from? To chop little boys' penises up. Where is the obsession? The Jews are doing it. The Muslims are doing it. The Christians are doing it. There's weird tribes in Africa doing it. There's weird stuff. Every culture gets in a position where they start chopping up body parts on people's genitals. How about hands off our children's genitals? Remember the Surgeon General nominee of Clinton's went on television and said, I want to teach teachers to masturbate one-year-olds. Reach down and do it for it. That's what she talked. Help them masturbate. You're like, oh, what a sick, evil woman. Hell, she just wanted to have the kids masturbate. That's bad enough to have some teacher grabbing your kids' genitals. What the? That's pedophilia, okay? So, and so that's a 10 on a scale, but now the scale goes to 100. Because I'm not lessening that, but I mean, I'll tell you, fiddling with it, what's that compared to chopping it off? You see, what is this satanic obsession with our reproduction? Because the devil wants to kill humans. Kill, steal, and destroy. The devil doesn't want us to have children. The devil doesn't want us to have families. The devil doesn't want men and women married to have enjoyment together. All God gave us these bodies and sex and life and all this. That didn't come from the devil. The devil always sells his stuff with sex. An abomination of sex. A distortion of sex. Not the real thing it's supposed to be. Well, Dr. Drew Hernandez, great reporter for InfoWars, also really smart pastor, on the ground. He's been knocking it out of the park when we come back. And then, who's on the fourth hour here? Oh, the mighty, always informative. Boy, he does his research. Jason Burmis. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today, the War Room. And whatever time, Tucker, since there's different numbers put out, whether it's 6 or 7 Central, whatever it is, we'll be here tomorrow covering the Putin interview live on air. InfoWars.com. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, it's during these breaks that I literally bow my head and ask God to give me information. And during the break, I just bowed my head for about a minute. I said, God, what should I say on air? And literally, it just came to me. Look how far we've come. When I first got on air 29 plus years ago, almost nobody knew about this. And I don't get the credit. It's the fact that the New World Order came into play. It's out in the open now. That's why people are waking up. But look where we are to now with Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan waking up and all the other top talk show hosts are anti-globalists now, and more people are joining us. So as negative as things are, incredibly positive things are happening. And then the Ukrainian government putting Tucker on a hit list. Well, they put Jack Posobiec on 6 months ago, and they ended up firing the person that did that. It was a Senate investigation. We're forcing the enemy to take the gloves off and take their mask off and get out in the open. So as negative as things are, at least we're in a fight now. And we're in a way better position than we were just a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. All right, Drew Hernandez is back at his hotel in a safer zone. He said, listen, there's some stuff happening at the Texas border when he was there this week, over the weekend. He said, I want to go to California. That's where I'm told the crazy stuff is. And the footage he got by himself in the dark of night, inside the illegal alien camps and the UN and the smugglers and confronting Remember me and Drew went and confronted smugglers and stopped the car and all that in South Texas? Well, he did it again, and I almost want to tell him, man, dude, be safe, because it's dangerous. And the things they were saying, the arrogance. So you got a lot of footage and it's not even out yet. You've already put out so much. Drew, crazy. I want to talk about the border, what you've witnessed, what Biden's trying to do right now, spinning this. But before we go there, Tucker Carlson, the Putin interview, the open attempts at censorship, where America is, how would you describe the world today?
Well, I think right now the world is exactly where Jesus said it would be, with lawlessness abounding and the rise of deception, which is right now in the 21st century. You're going to see that unfolding within the media predominantly. And this is why it's so important to become a part of the counter narrative as we put forth the truth. And I think Tucker Carlson is trailblazing. When I saw what he was doing, that was crazy. And the response, I think they're really going to Assange Tucker. I think they really are going to move maybe Snowden him as well. But, you know, this is what's necessary. This is what's absolutely necessary right now. These peaceful actions, these peaceful moves that are made by simply just doing acts of journalism, reporting and interviews with world leaders.
What are they so scared of? Exactly. Folks, remember, it's free speech. It's an interview. How do we get to this?
We got to this because we've allowed it. And we've got to this point now where they are showing their true colors. And I think that's part of the move. And that's what people are going to see, because they've attempted really aggressively to villainize Vladimir Putin, Russia, whatever your views may be on Putin and Russia. That's your own personal viewpoint, but you got it. You still can't avoid the fact that everything and anybody that they disagree with is a Russian agent. Even when Nancy Pelosi gets confronted in San Francisco by these pro-Hamas protesters, what is her regurgitated NPC automatic response? Russian agents,
oh,
Russian
EU,
agents.
The EU is trying to ban all the farmer protesters. They turn their fuel and fertilizer off, saying they work for Putin. No, you're destroying their livelihood. They're fighting for their lives. Putin has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. And the narrative is crumbling. That's the point I'm trying to make here. This whole fabricated narrative where everything's a Russian agent, I mean, it crumbled and it fell apart post-2016 election, where they tried to claim that it was a Russian interference and Donald J. Trump, he colluded with the Russians.
Like Russians are like leprechauns that have magical powers.
When in reality, it's them. They're the ones committing election interference. They're the ones. It's the weaponized FBI working alongside Twitter 1.0 to shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story. They are the ones in their globalist corruption. They are the ones with their tyranny. They are the ones that are suppressing American constitutional free, God-given, inalienable rights. See, but this is what's important right now. And I just want to say this. I don't want to switch the subject off the border, but we're talking about Tucker. I want people to really pay attention to the response. Because the response of these people is what's really red-pilling people. I think the response of how they're going to react, putting Tucker on a kill list, okay, because he's a journalist and a reporter, interviewing someone unauthorized, what does that mean for all of us? Listen, a journalist is not someone that went to school and has been appointed because they have some kind of a degree. A journalist is the First Amendment, okay? Like, and that's not to knock anybody that has gone to school and that has got a degree to do this. The point is this, is it's an attack on America. It's not an attack on Tucker. It's an attack on American views. And I don't know if that's Tucker's intention. He kind of mentioned that in his video, but that's what people are going to see. So you got to pay really close attention to the response of these
people.
No, I
totally agree. And it's blowing up in their face. The little video he put out yesterday has 85 million views. That's the thing. Don't they would have just shut up. It wouldn't have been a big deal.
Absolutely. And people are waking up to the reality that their rights are being violated. And especially with this border stuff, Alex. I mean, for all the info warriors out there, I make it a point all the time. Whenever I'm on the ground, I go report on something. It's totally breaching the matrix. I make it a point to send it to my family. I'll send this stuff to my mom. I'll send this to all my liberal family members. And I'm like, this is what's going on. How do you feel about this? And those little, you know, transmissions sending to your family members, that really does a lot, because I'm getting a lot of people, especially Californians. They're like, wait. Let me ask you something. Hold on. They're like, that's not in Mexico, right? I'm like, no, that's an hour south of San Diego. And you have these military-aged male encampments, all right, by the hundreds in your own damn backyard.
Exactly. Start over and describe what you found. This is insane.
Yeah, so before we get into this guy, I had a little, you know, this fussy little Mexican guy. Before we got into it with him, we show up to Jacumba in Southern California. And for those of you unfamiliar with the area, this is why I really wanted to shine a spotlight on this, because I believe it's getting underreported. There are several on-the-ground reporters, border journalists down there.
There's plenty of reporting at Eagle Pass. There's plenty of reporting at Gary and Gab. It's all the other places they don't want us to look.
Absolutely. So while we were in Eagle Pass, the InfoWars team that was there before me did a great, phenomenal job, but things slowed down, and we had conversations with our InfoWars Border Patrol source within, and I, you know, we had a full conversation. I said, where do you think would be the spot right now? Should we stay here in Eagle Pass? Abbott's going to come tomorrow, give his little photo op speech, or should we go somewhere else? And they told me straight up, I think you would be better off going to Jacumba, California, because it's popping there right now. And these people are coming straight over. So the photo op in Texas, yes, things have slowed down. There are little pockets here or there at Eagle Pass, other sectors in Texas, but it seems like they're rerouting. Southern Arizona, Sisabi has been getting flooded overnight with illegals, and obviously Jacumba, California. So we rerouted, and we went down. And this whole section, there's in Jacumba, there's, this is, like I said, it's about an hour south from SeaWorld in San Diego, just to give you San Diegans out there in Southern California is how close this is. And there's a west side and an east side on the border wall. On the west side, the only thing stopping the illegals from getting in is literally just barbed wire, and they go around the gate and they come straight into the United States. There's an encampment right there. And they turn themselves into Border Patrol, just like we've been seeing across the U.S. And then there's another section on the east side on this border wall in Jacumba, California, where there is no one there. The barbed wire is all trampled on, and people could just walk directly through. And here's what's interesting about this, and this brings me to this fussy little Mexican guy that I debated. So on that east side, Alex, where they're coming straight through, it's about an hour and a half walk, I would estimate an hour at the least walk on foot through the hills in Jacumba, where you walk through from this east side where there's no one stopping you. There's no border patrol. There's nobody there. And the illegals come through and they walk about an hour and a half through the hills in Jacumba. And there's a little encampment off of the old town 80 highway in Jacumba. This is in San Diego County. So they walk about an hour and a half into the United States. And there's an encampment right off the freeway. And this is where I confronted these fake Christian humanitarians, where they show up and they're giving them supplies and they're claiming to be Christians.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
They're sick of it. They're sick of it. They're pissed. And that's why I think it was a great – and I had a conversation with this Border Patrol agent in Eagle Pass, and he wanted me to make it very clear that, you know, everyone's talking about civil war and this, you know, this conflict between Texas DPS and Border Patrol because the feds are going to have some mass conflict down there. And he made it very clear. He said, you know what, Drew? We're all unified. We're sick of this. We don't want this anymore. We hate what Biden is doing. We don't want to fight each other. So, all right, sir, I'll communicate that because I think people need to know.
Yeah, it's all lies put up in the media. And again, people say, oh, well, quit your job. Then if they quit, they'll even put pure NGOs in who'll rape the kids right there on scene. It's very hard to deal with.
And, Alex, unfortunately, I think that's part of the operation. I mean, that's what defund the police was, correct? It's a regime installation. Get rid of all the good guys, all right? Get rid of anyone that has a conscience. Okay, put them in a position where they have to choose between defending their country or betraying their country. And anyone with a good conscience is going to they're going to tap out. They're going to retire. They're not going to want to deal with it. They're going to walk away or they're stand their ground and they'll become a whistleblower. We've seen this over and over and over again. But part of that operation is a regime installation. It's to replace good men and women that have a heart and a conscience that don't want to deal with this anymore. So they're pushed out. And the same thing is happening with the Border Patrol. The same thing is happening. Anything that the feds could hijack in terms of law enforcement,
the military,
FBI,
they did
CIA.
The poison shots and the transgender and the critical race theory. And they're like, oh, we have a record low recruitment. That's what they want.
Absolutely. And I kind of noticed this in Jacumba as well, because anytime we go down there, Alex, these guys love us, man. You know, especially when they know who you are and they know, you know, what your intent is to expose this insane illegal invasion. I mean, there's no legal invasion, but it's just this illegal human trafficking operation. And anytime you go down to Texas or you go down to Arizona, and I start to have conversations with these Border Patrol agents, whether it's on camera or off camera, off record, they're always talking, especially when they, you know, they Google you and like, okay, I feel safe talking to this guy because I know he's not some fake news, you know, cuck trying to spin everything like everything's okay. They're always willing to talk. And what I found interesting in California, because it's California, these Border Patrol agents did not want to talk. They did not want to have conversations. They just kept giving us this, you could tell it was like this rehearsed response. Oh, The illegals are coming in from everywhere. We heard this multiple times, and then we also had a conversation with one, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you guys. I love what you guys are doing, but you know, I got to redirect you to, you know, the media comms for the Border Patrol representative." And you know, no knock on them. Just it's something to note. Because this whole area, they got drones in the sky on the U.S. side.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the policy drawing them here. Then they make the agency become the facilitator and like the nannies for all of this. And then they sign all these men and women and children up with NGOs who skim money off of it. It's a giant money-making operation. It's not just about votes.
Absolutely. And let me go back to this little Mexican guy that I debated. I want America to really pay attention to what was said there. All right, because you got InfoWars on the ground.
We played it earlier, and we post this in post. We'll put the full 10-minute debate up. But what happened with this guy?
I just want to comment on the statement he made. And America needs to take this serious. It doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't matter if you identify as a Democrat, a Republican, a left winger, or a right winger. Does not matter. This guy would not identify his citizenship. Okay. And I made mine very clear. As an American, I'm proud to be American, dude. You want to know my citizenship? Here you go. Didn't have an answer. And what does he say? He says, "You think this is your country?" He says, "F America. This is a Mexican territory." I want people at home to really let that resonate, okay? Because how far does that really go? It goes farther beyond, and Alex, you know this. This goes way beyond what we're seeing right now, okay? Right now, we are watching the facilitation. We are watching the importation of this replacement migration, illegal human trafficking operation.
Yeah, the UN admits
operation.
They plan to break the United States up along ethnic lines.
And wait until they activate these people. These people are filled with hatred. They hate Americans. They hate you. They know they're here to replace you. And guys like this, they know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. But at the same time, let me make another observation as well, Alex. So this guy's obviously, you know, this Mexican allegiant that thinks that, you know, the state of California is a Mexican territory. It's U.S. soil. What a crazy statement to make. But it's interesting because the majority of the illegals coming in are not Mexicans. They're coming from China. They're coming from Guatemala, Honduras. They're coming from Ecuador. They're coming from Colombia, Venezuela, from Afghanistan, Iraq. They're coming from the Middle East. They're coming from Ukraine. They're coming from Russia. A lot of military-aged men specifically in this location. This is why I really wanted to put a flashlight on this, Alex, because California needs to see this, man. And the point I want to make is this guy thinks that he, okay, as a Mexican, is reclaiming Mexican territory by importing all of these foreign nationals from all over the world into the United States. Even these NPC, these UN globalist NPCs.
No, he's conquering America. He's conquering America for the globalists.
Exactly. And he probably doesn't even realize that. You see what I'm saying, Alex? Because these people are just being weaponized by Satan to facilitate this evil agenda that is collapsing sovereignty of nations, which God has given us sovereignty. This is clear in the book of Acts that God has drawn border lines. He's given sovereign nations their own sovereignty. This even serves purposes for eschatology in the end times. There are nations. There are borderlines.
God destroyed the Tower of Babel. He doesn't want unity. He wants choices. He wants clear, delineated lines.
He doesn't want satanic unity, all right? Because people...
That's what I meant. He knows Satan's trying to create a unity.
No, I'm not correcting you.
No, you're the pastor. Explain it to me. I get the layman term.
It's okay. It's just... I think this is where people get it twisted, Alex.
Yeah, God wants unity under God, but not under Satan. Explain that.
Exactly. This is where people get, and I would even say this is where maybe Bible-believing Christians might even kind of get, you know, cornered and put into a corner.
Let's go back to the Tower of Babel. Why did God not want that?
Exactly. Unity is not bad. You see that in the church. Born-again Christians, we are the church. We are the born-again. Jesus prayed this in John chapter 17, correct? Like, I pray that they would be unified. I pray that they'd be together. But that's unified around what? It's the ideology. And unified around who?
God.
Because the word unity could get you into a place, and that's what the Antichrist system is in the end times. It's this global, satanic Antichrist unity that is everything in opposition, attempting to usurp the authority of Jesus Christ and prop themselves
up
as Savior, as Messiah. It's a false unity. And people need to be very careful. And I can't speak on the hearts of some of these self-proclaimed Christians or Catholics that are getting involved with these NGO operations. I don't know what the percentage would be of people that might actually be deceived thinking they're actually doing the right thing. But this is why we need to wake those sector of people up as well.
So explain to our research, as your pastor too, and I really respect you, Christ unity that comes when Christ returns versus the Bible saying we have nations and peoples and God destroying the Tower of Babel. He didn't want that unity.
Yeah, it's very simple, because the Tower of Babel, that was a satanic operation, all right? Because the heartbeat of Lucifer, right? Why was Lucifer cast out of heaven? Because his heart was lifted up in pride. He wanted to be God. He wanted to rise above the heavens, above the throne of God. He wanted God's position. Okay, so that is the heartbeat of Lucifer. And you see this throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, where civilization attempts to do the same exact thing. They erect the table of the Tower of Babel. They want to ascend into the heavens. They want to ascend above God. And it's a global unity without God. It's a global unity that is humanitarian within humanity, that is backed spiritually by Satan, but it's void of Christ. It's void of the Bible. It's void of the Word of God. That's why nothing these people do and nothing they say to an extent lines up with the Bible. This is why the Bible is the filter. I don't care what anybody has to say. They say it in the name of God. They say it in the name of Christ. If it does not line up with the Bible, reject it. That's your filter. That's your survival. That's your discernment. So the difference between this satanic unity that you see, it's the spirit of the Antichrist that shows up in the end times. That is this global, unified, humanitarian, kumbaya. Everyone looks the same. Everyone sounds the same. Even the military is unified. The global economy is unified. Politics, it's a global death cult in the end. But what are they unified around? Not Jesus Christ.
It's whatever the mark of the beast tells you to do. You have to worship the beast. You don't just get the mark and buy and sell. You have to follow the beast, worship it, which is the social credit score.
Absolutely. The mark of the beast is not only a piece of technology or a mark of the culture to receive at that time in order to participate in the economy at that time. That's just part of it. The mark of the beast at the time is an allegiance. Your proclamation that the Antichrist is God himself in the flesh. If you accept that, that's what you are proclaiming. You take that mark, but you reject that, you're going to get killed for it. Why? Because you're rejecting him as God. Serious stuff, guys.
Let's do five more minutes, and then our guest host takes over. Drew Hernandez on fire as usual.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.